You know the expression? It's like living in a box. It was often heard during the heady days of the Celtic Tiger when property was vastly overpriced and even the tiniest of houses were highly sought after. But believe it or not, many people all over the world do quite literally live in boxes. Have a listen to this report from Container City in the East End of London.
I'm at Container City in Trinity Boy Wharf, East London. Now, it may look like a giant Lego set, but they're far from child's play. The original idea was to take discarded shipping containers and use them to make cheap office and studio space.
Containers are amazing things, because basically they are just space. Space in a box. Put in insulation, electrics, line it out with plasterboard. Basically got a home.
So there you are, Container City at Trinity Boy Wharf in London's Docklands. Was built in just 5 months in 2001. Originally it offered office and living spaces and 20 shipping containers. You know what they look like. But it's since expanded to a total of 50 containers and it looks fab, with brightly coloured units stacked high and arranged in a sort of zigzag style. And it's home to a thriving community now. Containers are now available in Ireland as living spaces. Fergus Sweeney, our producer, has been viewing one, so to speak. Can you tell us more about it, Fergus?
Certainly can. You wanted me to go to see this container. Because you
I wanted you
I
to
should...
just go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think you wanted me to move out of my new apartment and into a container, because you keep telling me that the value I got for my apartment was not very good.
No, it wasn't.
But actually, I think I'm quite happy there. I'm not going to be selling in the next 10 years. And I certainly didn't want to kind of what I felt was downgrade into a caravan, shed type, a container type thing. But I have to say, when I went to see this container, I was mightily impressed. Now, since then, I've seen a video of Container City there, and wow, that's impressive. Mm. And that strikes me as the sort of community that hippie and arty types would just absolutely love. And I know I was reading a little bit more about it, and they do kind of get together at the weekend. They have sing-songs and parties and all that sort of thing. And with a flexible shipping
container trash.
No, Brendan, no. Don't even bring that into it. Don't bring it into it.
But I've seen other living quarters that have been converted from shipping containers on the internet, and they're absolutely fantastic. Because when you think of a shipping container, you can kind of, you don't have to have the door in any one space. You can open up sides or whatever. There's one I'm looking at here on stilts in some part of the world. It's on stilts. It's two long containers together, so it's like an oblong bungalow, but the whole front of it is glass. Mm-hmm. So and I just think they're spectacular. This looks like split level as well, where the front of it looks as if you're just looking under the stilts, but at the back of it you're kind of just walking from the grass area into your
is a container only a box of space?
Yeah, a box of space.
And
yeah,
when you build a house, what is it? It's the same thing.
I mean, it's a box.
In fact, if it was raining and it wasn't, if I didn't have soft furnishing inside, it would be like sitting in an empty box of assorted biscuits. Because that's all it is, a little box. It's nothing more than that. And you pay a fortune for these boxes. We all were stuck in these boxes. And that's all they are. And then we hype them up and we're trying to sell them. They're fabulous. Never has there been an opportunity to buy such what's new to the market. You know what it is.
But anyway, they're your homes, Derek. Yes. You know, the people get very attached to where they spent their life and where they grow up, and they put all sorts of effort and love and tenderness into making it a home.
And pictures.
And protecting yourself from the elements. And that's why I always thought, like, living in a caravan or a shed or a metal container like this, you'd just be exposed to the elements. But, gosh, I was mightily... Do you want to have a listen to how I got on? But let me tell you...
Where is it, first of all?
It's in Stepaside. This is where it's been sold from a business in Stepaside. Now, there's a woman called Sinead Moore, who was a TV presenter and interior designer on a programme called Beyond the Hall Door. You might remember it from some years ago on RTE. And this is what she was doing in the television programme, designing people's houses. And she took that idea from the television programme into an actual business, and it's called Beyond the Hall Door, and now she renovates and advises people on interior design. Well, she was glamping during the summer and she decided...
In those tents?
Yeah, you know, it's a luxurious...
With the chandeliers and everything.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But she was anyway, kind of, some people love it.
Yeah? It's just different, and people are always looking for different.
Did I get out of the bed the wrong side of them?
I think you certainly did.
You got out of bed.
Give me that bell. Give me that bell.
There you go.
You got out of bed the same size as Brenda's hair. So yes. But look, people are always looking to for something different. So she decided, well, what's the next best thing up from, say, a caravan, a shed, and glamping? And this is where she came across. She had an old shipping container in her yard, and so she looked in the internet and saw it, that it was done in places before.
Other places,
so she did this particular one up. So the one she has at the moment, which is the one that you can go and view, is in her yard in Stepaside. So
is it for sale?
It is for sale, yeah. And she's had loads of people coming to view it. She's had inquiries from Canada, from France. And basically, it comes fully furnished. It's got a kitchen in there, a shower unit. It's got a fridge. It's got the bunk beds at one end. It's got a sofa, cushions and all that. And it's easily packed up into the container, put on the back of a lorry, a trailer or whatever, and sent to you.
Any toys made in China in there? Cars from Japan?
No, I didn't see any ornaments type things or anything like that.
But I mean, if you didn't have the shipping container, when it was 50 years ago when they appeared on the market first, I mean, you wouldn't be able to ship stuff all around the world.
Yeah, and I do believe they are made in China.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, the shipping containers.
Well, let's have a listen.
Yeah, here we are with Sinead Moore in Stepaside.
I'm Sinead Moore. And this is MyPad. It's based on converting sort of steel shipping containers, redundant shipping containers, into primarily holiday homes, but they have a number of other uses.
And as I'm looking at it here now, it's just standing in the corner of the yard. It is like a steel container, as you say. There's two double glass doors at the front.
Yep.
And also a little small window up on the left-hand corner.
Yep.
It looks fantastic because you've got it on sort of decking there.
Yeah, we put a terrace to the front because it's 20 foot by 8 foot. So this sort of extends the living space of the box, essentially. Because it sleeps four, so you have plenty of space then outside for if you do get a fine evening, which we're all hoping for. There's a place to sit outside and have a bit of tea.
OK, can we go inside? Because it's freezing out here. And I'm imagining that it's going to be very cold in this box as well.
Let's take it up.
Okay, so you're opening the door there.
Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favour. Open the door. And let him in.
Gosh, I can't believe this. The moment you come in, a blast of heat. Is that
That's a wood-burning stove.
Right.
And they're really efficient and really effective. So that is essentially the only source of heat you'd actually need for the box. That heats everywhere.
And I'm trying to listen to see how soundproof it is. That is...
It's completely silent.
That is great.
Unlike...
Because there's activity out in that yard now. There's one man is after walking into your offices there and a car just pulled in and I can't hear that in here.
Yeah, it's completely silent. I mean, you won't hear noise in the roof or any of that sort of, because the whole box is actually completely insulated. So you've got this sort of insulation behind the timber sheeting on the walls.
So give us a tour around here. Not that you can go very far here. I see the bunk beds here. We're in the other end of the...
You're in the other end of the container. And at this end of the shipping container, we have the old shipping container doors that open up on the end of the beds, or the side of the beds rather. And when they open up, you can hang a hammock between the two doors. So it's a nice place to sit and have a read.
So that end wall all opens out.
That end wall all opens out onto the terrace at the end of the box. Here's a children, this old house wants new
wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storm. And here you have, as I say, there's bunk beds here.
So
they're quite sizable.
They're
much bigger than you'd see
beds
in a caravan.
Absolutely, absolutely. And kind of a big emphasis on comfort here.
Here's a kitchen
Here's
area.
Your kitchen. Yeah, exactly. So you've got your gas stove, a gas powered fridge. And you've got your sink and your storage and your boiler. So there's two sources of power in this one, essentially. You have your fridge and your hob all powered by gas, as is the boiler. And then you have basically a socket under the box that you can plug in anywhere, and then all the lights will come on.
Ah, right, I see.
So that's how it works. So this one would have to be on the grid, essentially, but it can be built to be off the grid. So you've got alternatively, you'd have your solar power, your rainwater collection.
And I'm just looking around the corner here. Yes, this is obviously a shower unit. Yeah, I can see it. And... that's pretty nice.
Yeah, so
and it's roomy as well.
It's roomy and it's really easy to keep. So there's very little cleaning up afterwards or maintenance at all. So it's built to just be sort of you know, put back together easily in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, and it's just how solid it is really impressive, and how warm it is in here and how cosy. And yes, it is quite small, but not as cramped as when you stand into a caravan. And
absolutely
that's what
not.
I thought it was going to be like.
Greater headroom too, Fergus.
Oh yeah,
you
it's
know,
terrific.
So you have
I mean,
that.
See, I can just touch the ceiling
yeah,
there now, but
yeah.
I am 6 foot tall.
Yes,
this is
yeah.
absolutely perfect.
It is. And I mean, for somebody looking for a bolt hole more than a holiday home, so you don't have all the maintenance, you can kind of put this box anywhere because it can be go on the back of a truck. It can go on, you know, on the high seas abroad. It can kind of be brought anywhere.
Welcome home. Welcome. Come on in and close the door.
You've been gone. Do you remember that, Brenda?
No.
Don't look at me as if you don't too long.
You're too old,
don't
Derek. You are so old.
Go on,
anyway,
who sang it then?
Don't tell me. That wasn't Shaky Stevens.
No, it was way.
That was Green
no,
Dog.
It's a duet. I'll give you a hint. It's a duet.
Peters and Lee?
Yes! Peters and Lee.
And it was probably 1979 or sometime like that, was it? Or maybe even
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, I'd say it was
70s.
Yeah, because when I went to look for it today, I thought it was Jim Reeves. I was quite surprised.
Jim Reeves, cowboy. Not at all.
Yeah.
Jim Reeves is one of the...
Well, Peters and Lee was the man and the woman used to sit on his lap.
They were kind of hippy-dippy. In
that
terms
that
of
sounds
dress.
Christian Andersen. Anyway, Cave 8.
How much are they?
Sounds fab.
Yeah, that one that I was in, as Sinead explained there, is 20 foot by 8 foot. There's another 40 foot by 8 foot. And you can have an all amalgam. You can join them on, stack them up. But that one is fully furnished, is 22,000. And the good news from the Department of Finance, I was on to them today because, of course, we had the property tax today. There is no property tax on these. Because the legislation which has been published this afternoon in the Finance Local Property Tax Bill states that there is an exemption which applies to things like mobile homes, but the exact wording is the exemption applies to a structure which is not permanently attached to the ground. This, you see, flies.
Now, let me tell you something. If you connect to the utilities,
yeah.
like gas, electricity and water, are you not then attached to the ground?
No, because mobile homes comes under this. So they would generally be connected to all those utilities.
The hint is in the term mobile, perhaps? They're moving? I mean, if you put this in
not
as
if they're stationary
a structure,
at the time. You know? They've got the ability to be mobile.
So did you say, listen,
yeah, no,
I'm thinking
I
of buying a container to live in.
Yeah, no, I did.
I mean, am I going to have to pay that? Mm-hmm. How much is it going to be? What is it?
22,000.
0.18%
percent,
up
yeah.
to €1 million.
Yeah, and then 0.25 after €1 million. So you're talking about a few hundred. But
it doesn't apply here.
Well,
do you get a first-time buyer's grant? That's gone, is it? When is that gone? That's gone by
it's gone by Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah,
so you can finally get a first-time buyer's grant.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody do it. But you need the land then, you need somewhere to put it.
Yeah, that's the thing, you would need somewhere to put it. But you know the way when you go around the country, the people that just cannot afford to get on the first rung of the ladder will very often have a piece of land that their parents have out the back, and they'll put a caravan there and they'll build a hedge around it and everything and a little
absolutely.
Bit of decking.
And let me tell you, I have been in Bedsits which are a disaster. Mm. And if you look at this, it's very, very nice indeed. Mm. And you could buy the bare container yourself, you'd probably get it for a couple of grand.
You could
do
that, go to China, buy it or find it somewhere.
But sorry, Fergus,
the heat thing. Well, as you heard there, the moment I went in, there was a wood burner. Now, I was expecting it because it was a very cold day, but it has been every day this week. But it was very cold and windy when I went up there, and I was expecting it to be freezing inside. Mm. But it wasn't. I got a blast of, because it's so, it's
well
so small,
yeah.
And it is well insulated as well. That's why I felt it contained the heat.
Yeah.
And the soundproofing, as you could hear there as well, I was really impressed with soundproofing. When I bought my apartment, that was the thing that I was very, because I live above a roundabout. I did not want to be hearing cars going around a roundabout 20.
No, you didn't want to be disturbed from having your glass and ear up to the wall of the neighbours next door.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Okay, let's talk to Becky. Hello, Becky, how are you?
Hello,
very nice to talk to you today. This is Becky McGarren, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And you're a hair and makeup consultant, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And you live in Container City in the Docklands in London.
Yes.
What's it like living there?
It's lovely. It's very nice. I've been there nearly 3 years, 3 years in April, and it's just brilliant. It's a very unusual place, and you've got a great community of artists and musicians, so it's brilliant.
Brenda was saying that she thought if kind of these cities took off here, it'd be really for the hippies. Isn't that what you're thinking, Brenda? So
Thanks for making me sound completely.
But is it all hippies that are there, Becky, or is it?
No, not at all. I think it's more people that, like, at the moment I'm trying to start my business, Boudoir, and you need somewhere that's affordable, that's near London, where, well, for me, and that you can live and work at the same time to keep the costs down while you set up a business or something. So it's perfect for that.
And have you got one container or two?
It's just over two. It's two combined, and then there's a separate area, which is a kitchen and shower room on the side. But people are quite surprised because you think it's going to be just a basic box, and then, you know, you can transform it into anything you want, really, just like a normal studio.
Now, I don't want this to sound wrong, but have you anybody on top of you?
Yes, we do, actually. We have, because some of the spaces are for offices and studios, so not everyone lives there. So I have a leather designer. He designs belts and things like that above me.
And can you hear him?
Not really. He does play the drums sometimes, but no, generally they're pretty good on sound and things.
And how much did it cost you? Can I be so rude as to ask, did you buy it freehold? Are you leasing it? Are you renting it? Or what?
I'm just renting it from Urban Space Management, who runs the wharf.
And it's very cheeky to ask you, but how much do they charge per month for you to rent that space?
Well, for mine, because I was already working there with people on the site and everything, mine's about £700.
A month?
Pounds a month, which is,
for
you
nothing.
Know, hard to get something like that.
Oh, well, you wouldn't.
In London.
No, so, you wouldn't. And do you have a parking space?
Yeah, we can park there. Security, we have security 24 hours, gate, post room.
And you want Docklands Light Rail?
Yes, and we're opposite the dome as well, so right on the river.
Which I know exactly where you are.
For that sort of price, it would be very hard to have a river view.
Fantastic.
So it is great, yeah.
Well, what shape are your windows?
Round.
So like portholes.
Yeah, and I love it.
And what can you see out your window every day?
I mean, there is, well, they're doing the Crossrail at the moment, so that's been interesting. But we also saw the new cable car, the Emirates cable car being built, and that's running now across the skyline.
It's fantastic looking, isn't it?
Yes.
I would be terrified to go up in it, I have to admit.
Oh, it's great. It's
have you been on it?
Yeah, and you can see Container City from there as well, actually. Well, then,
there's the reason to go and do it. This is a new cable car which is running in the East Docklands, and it runs over to the dome. And it's huge. It's a really long journey, but it's going to be a bigger attraction, I think, than the London Eye. It looks really cool. Listen, thank you for talking to us, Becky. Much appreciated. By the way, do you have to pay rates and all that kind of stuff?
We, at the moment, no, because they're helping us out, I think, because of the Olympics.
Hmm.
But you do normally, pay business rates.
Well, guys, watch this space. I guarantee you in time we'll have container cities, because normally you think of containers and people living in them. They're on the margins of society. I mean, I was in Cape Town a couple of years ago, and the townships, there were a lot of containers and people were living in them, but they looked like old containers that people were living in. These looked like beautiful boudoir residences for people to live on, don't they?
You need a bit of creativity. I think that's all it comes down to, being creative and thinking outside the box.
So to speak. Talk to you later, Becky.
Lovely. Take care. Bye.